Signori e signori, buongiorno. Guten Morgen. Grüß Gott. Servus. So, è molto un grande piacere vedervi qui a inaugurare questa cerimonia che segna la transizione fra il semestre di presidenza bulgaro e l'inizio di quello austriaco. Quindi, I would like first of all to welcome our Director Deputy General Charlina Vicheva, the Ambassador of the Council from Austria, so Wolfgang Spadinger, then we take the floor immediately afterwards, and then, of course, the two presidents of our committee, both the Bulgarian one and the Austrian one. So, I would like we can now start, and first of all, I'd like myself also to introduce the very first performance of Danube by Gewürzter Wiener. It's the normal program. So the music from Gewürzter Wiener, they can start. I don't see the wine, but anyway, you can start. You can start singing. Thank you. For singing playing. quale miglior inizio di uno spumeggiante jazz austriaco. Mi è piaciuto molto, complimenti ancora a Gruzza Medà. Nel frattempo I would like also to welcome the different authorities that join us, so I would like to give you also with me the welcome. Abbiamo qui il Presidente del Tribunale di Varese, il signor Piglionica, Vito Piglionica, abbiamo il Questore di Varese, Giovanni Pepe, abbiamo il Vice Prefetto a Varese, il Dottor Roberto Bolognesi, così come abbiamo anche, come sempre, l'Arma dei Carabinieri rappresentata dal Comandante dell'Arma dei Carabinieri qui a Varese, l'Ingegnere Antonio Albanese, nonché i sindaci sia di Ispra, la signora De Santi, non è mia sorella, ma comunque si chiama anche lei De Santi, Melissa De Santi, e poi abbiamo il vice sindaco di Varese, Daniele Zanzi, che è anche lui un abitué dei nostri eventi al GSI. Quindi direi un ringraziamento a tutte le autorità che testimoniano ancora una volta il perfetto connubio di intenti e anche delle relazioni ottime che abbiamo col territorio, che è sempre importante. Però adesso do la parola, I will pass the floor to our Director General Deputy Charina Viceva, who will be in fact open the series, the official part of the series. Charina, please.
Good morning, still good morning everyone. I would like also to send my thanks and the greetings to our guests, starting with Mr. Wolfgang Spavinger, who is the General Consul of Austria in Milano, and Mr. Herbert Jager, Director of the Austrian Cultural Forum. And since Giovanni already presented all the Italian dignitaries that we have today, I greet them with a very warm welcome. You know that you are very special guests always with all our celebrations. And I would like to welcome you, dear colleagues. Thank you for joining us. It's a very nice tradition. I feel quite integrated already in this tradition because I've been participating quite often now in closing and opening ceremonies. So today we are opening the Austrian presidencies. We have the ceremony today, but also we are closing the Bulgarian semester, which we opened in January. And it was the first presidency for Bulgaria, so it was quite an event for us, the Bulgarians. And I would like to thank very warmly all the colleagues, all the Bulgarian colleagues, the organizational committee that did such a wonderful job. And I have to say that I'm quite proud as well that the Bulgarian presidency was considered successful altogether. We, as the Joint Research Center, did a lot of support. We managed to organize a couple of events that were related closely with the Bulgarian presidency. I would not enumerate many of these things that we did, but probably I will say one single thing that was quite exceptional from the point of view of JRC. We managed to export our JRC exhibition to a member state for the first time, and that was in Sofia. And our exhibition stayed there for 3 weeks, and it was enjoyed by a lot of delegations that were coming for the presidency, because it was in the center, in the main premises, where Bulgarian presidency events were taking place. So I really hope that the Austrian presidency will take on this initiative and will accommodate for the next semester also the JRC exhibition. The motto of the Bulgarian presidency was United we stand strong. It is really important, and these events like the one today demonstrate the solidarity, the unity that makes the whole European project a real project for Europe. Solidarity and unity. And solidarity and unity is in the main speeches of all our leaders. Recently, our President of the Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, in the latest State of Union Conference 2018 in Florence, said that solidarity will play a central role for the development of the European future. Unity is needed, and we have to project it with all our initiatives. So, Austria. Austria is coming ahead. We are in very safe hands. This is the third time the Austrians will hold their presidency. They are extremely well-organized administration. They are extremely pro-European. They always have a very meaningful input in the European debate. So I'm sure that we have very safe pair of hands. We are looking forward to see how this presidency will evolve with professionalism, with dedication to the European projects. I will leave probably to the Austrian guests to talk about Austria, but all of us know, and we will see later on with the symbol that is inserted there now on the around the European presidency roundabout. There is a lot of cultural and natural heritage that is there in the country. The nice thing about the presidencies is that we have some more taste of the country that takes the presidency. So take this opportunity with the wonderful program that the organizational committee put together to have this taste from Austrian colleagues. I would like at this point to thank very much the organizational committee of both the Bulgarian presidency and the Austrian colleagues. I really encourage you all to benefit from the program they have put together. So the JRC supports the presidencies. Just to give the three main priorities that were all outlined by the Austrian colleagues: security and the fight against irregular migration. We have a lot of work there. We will support them fully. Security, securing prosperity and competitiveness through also digitalization. Again, a topic that very much into our focus. We will be there to support you. And the third one, stability in the European neighborhood, Western Balkans. Actually, this was started with the Bulgarian presidency. We are extremely happy that it is taken forward by the Austrian presidency. We have started with a SOFIA initiative in May, where the Joint Research Center organized a conference on the real integration of the Western Balkans through increasing competitiveness, innovation, and smart specialization. We will be happy to support the Austrian presidency if they want to go down this road. We have the Western Balkan Balkans, so these are six governments and territories that wanted to take this initiative forward. So the Austrian presidency will have some committed six Western Balkans to go down this road. In conclusion, I'm extremely happy to be part of the ceremony. Once again, let's work for our European project with all of our heart and energy. We are happy to be in the core of the European policies, and we will be supporting the Austrian presidency with a lot of energy and strive. Thank you, colleagues, for coming. And now, Giovanni, you continue with mastering this ceremony. Very happy to be here with you.
Grazie, Cervina. It's always a pleasure to listen to you, so natural, so direct to the point. Now, we are becoming more and more. People are joining us, also authorities. Now, besides Vice Sindaco di Varese Zanzi e il Sindaco di Ispay, De Sante, abbiamo anche Robusteri, il Sindaco di Caltrezzate. In più, mi permettete di fare anche una piccola rettifica, perché l'ingegnere albanese, che prima era il comandante del uno dei carabinieri, invece è il comandante dei Vigili del Fuoco, perché abbiamo invece il colonnello Claudio Capello, che è il comandante dei carabinieri della provincia di Varese, per il quale uso il diretto spesso avere discussioni tecniche molto approfondite e scientifiche durante il pranzo che normalmente segue a questa cerimonia. Quindi adesso abbiamo concluso su quanti sono, bello, abbiamo tanti sindaci, vice sindaci, autorità, carabinieri, eccetera, ma adesso vorrei andare oltre. I would like to pass now to introduce the president of the Bulgarian semester, so the one that I'm leading now today, so Silvia Dimova.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 6 months ago, We promised you to enjoy together different aspects of the Bulgarian history, culture, and spirit. And we kept our promise. You had the chance to listen to our music, to dance our traditional korol, to try Bulgarian wine in Trakia, this is our grappa, to taste our typical food. We told you about our history, about our alphabet, which is the Cyrillic script, our culture and science. We showed you our art. We took some of you to a trip to our country to touch the Bulgarian nature, the Bulgarian roses, the Bulgarian cultural heritage and customs. Those of you who were not afraid to dive with us have seen the underwater archaeological treasures of Bulgaria. This program wouldn't have been possible, of course, without the help of the GRC Cultural Committee, Club Europeo, Amici della Storia, the GRC Dance Club, the Wine Club, the GRC Diving Club, and the support, of course, of the ISPRA Site Management Department, OIB, the Visitor Center, and the Video Conference Service. Warm thanks to Petra Varbanova, who was the engine of the Bulgarian semester. Bravo, Petra. And to all our volunteers and co-nationals who supported us. Many thanks to all of you who took part in our events. You are a great audience. We did our best and we did this for you. Farewell from the Bulgarian semester and welcome to the Austrian semester, which, by the way, has prepared an excellent program. Thank you all for being with us during these 6 months of the first ever Bulgarian presidency of the Council of the European Union, and enjoy the Austrian semester.
Thank you, Silvia. Now from Silvia to Brigitte, the president of the Austrian semester presidency for the organizing committee. So Brigitte, please, the floor is yours.
Women power. Okay, dear honorary guests, dear colleagues, dear friends, thank you everyone who came here to join us for celebrating the beginning of the Austrian semester. As Janina already said before, it's already the third time that we are taking over the presidency of the European Council. And this happens a bit earlier than initially planned, unfortunately, because 2 years ago, the people of UK have decided to vote to leave the Union. So, is this important, a bad omen for the Union? So, though this is a cheerful occasion, I still want to add some serious thoughts about it. Because, as we can observe, nationalism is increasing nearly everywhere in Europe. And it's worth taking a look back into history and see where nationalism leads to, or might lead to. The 30s of the last century, so not directly comparable with our times now, but they should be a warning signal for us. Especially now, 2018, which is a special commemorative year with several anniversaries that have been anniversaries of events that have been crucial for the whole Europe. Just taking out two of them, it's 1918, it's the end of the First World War, and for Austria especially, it was the birth year of the First Republic, or 1938, the year of the annexation of Austria to Germany. And it is important, as I said, to look back and to be aware of history and maybe to take some lessons out of history. But it is equally important
to keep the eyes open and look around what's currently happening and going on. How far did we all move on the way backwards, on the way back towards division, exclusion, the creation of enemy concepts, scapegoats? And this move backwards is going on in small, small little steps. We don't really realize. They are too small that you really get revolution against it. But each of these steps is further expanding the borders of what still is acceptable. Never again, never again has been heard repeatedly at various occasions. But how serious are we really about that? Still, what we are hearing, it's mainly harsh words. But as we can learn from history, to see how words prepare the way and how fast actions follow these words if they are not stopped in time. The European Union, a united Europe, was a grandiose, a visionary idea. It was born out of the horrible experiences of the last century. It has facilitated for us peace, freedom, democracy. But liberal democracy in an open Europe is seriously threatened nowadays by illiberal forces that come to power in many of our countries. Europe is a wonderful place to be, and we are very privileged that we are able to live in here, and we should be aware of it. If we want it to stay like it is now, we have to raise our voices against nationalism, against illiberalism. Because if we remain silent nowadays, it makes us complicit if this wonderful project fails. And to prevent such a failure, it's the responsibility of all of us who believe in a common, successful future and who came here together to celebrate a tradition of shared rotatory responsibility in a common Europe. Well, back to the nice part, correspondent to this tradition, here in Jersey, we take the opportunity of the alternative presidency for sharing the culture of the respective presiding country with the people living and working here. In this spirit, the Austrian organizing team has prepared a diverse and hopefully entertaining and interesting for you program for the second half of this year, in which we refer to historical events, to contemporary Austria, but also to future trends. So please look at the program that is distributed here, but also check our beautiful website, which will be continuously updated. And there is still more to come, which I can promise, than indicated now in the current hard copy. We also chose a symbol, which is standing in a roundabout behind this entrance. And also this we chose because it, in our mind, reflects our country in various aspects. It is a symbol for Austrian landscapes, including their touristic aspects, but also a symbol for successful Austrian businesses and for the country's innovative future-directed ideas. Special thanks to the company Doppelmayr, who has provided this symbol. And at this point, we also want to thank all our sponsors, which are individually listed on our website, and we prepared also a paper, a poster where they are listed. We also thank the being present Austrian General Consul Dr. Stadinger and the director of the Austrian Cultural Forum in Milan, Dr. Jäger, for their support. But our thanks also goes especially to the Comune and Colloquio of Caprezzate, because they have heavily supported us for the concerts today in the evening. In Münsterwiener, whom you had already the pleasure of listening, and there has been more to come, are giving a concert with their irresistible and integrative music with elements from gypsy, jazz, Balkan folk, and Oslo pop.
It's tonight at Cafe Zarte at 8:30 in the evening, and you're all cordially invited to join us for this concert. And finally, do you all know what Kaiserschmarrn is? If you know, you will be looking forward to it. If not, you have to try it. Because this and more Austrian specialties, you can taste at the end of the ceremony. And they have been prepared by a famous cook, Markus Mutschlegger. And if you want to try more of his culinary skills, you can do so in one of his restaurants in Milan. And also know that we are aware of sustainability. It's also an Austrian feature, and we don't use plastic dishes. So it's up to the end. I all wish you a wonderful summer, and maybe take the chance to show us Austria with your eyes by taking part in the photo competition. You can submit your photo until the end of September, and more details you can find on our website. So see you, all of you, hopefully many of you, at many of our events. Thank you.
So thank you, Silvia, and thank you, Brigitte. Silvia, really thank you for the excellent semester organized by the organizing committee. So please extend to all components the congratulations for the many activities you introduced and you performed. Very much appreciated by the staff. Congratulations to you, Brigitte, for the very important speech you did based on the European spirit. And I hope you will be as successful as the Bulgarian were during the next semester. So we all look forward to get lots of food, lots of initiative, lots of entertainment and teacher and whatsoever. So we are very much eager to go through this also semester. And now of so many talks, I think we need the second sparkling taste of our guest, Gewürztraminer. So we invite them now for the second performance, which is called the Swing de Vienne. Please. Thank you. Fairbus of Bundeland. Now we go for the flag ceremony. So now we enter to the real official series part of the ceremony. So I invite again the Bulgarian people for the first part to put down the Bulgarian flag, please. Thank you very much. And now, after having lowered the Bulgarian flag, now we need to raise the Austrian flag. And so I invite again the colleagues from the Austrian organizing committee to come here for the ceremony. And in the meantime, I can tell you that the Austrian hymn will be sung by the Coro Europeo Cantor, which is up there. So thank you very much. And we go for the raising of the Awesome flight ceremony, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Grazie in particolare al coro, al nome cantore. Grazie ai miei colleghi, ai ragazzini che hanno alzato la bandiera. Penso che sarete d'accordo con me che è sempre un momento molto bello e toccante quando vediamo una bandiera di qualunque paese europeo che sale. Che l'Europa non è un concetto astratto. L'Europa è forte perché è un insieme di culture ben radicate sul territorio, ma che vogliono stare assieme, che vogliono integrarsi. Questo fa forte per noi. Quindi grazie ancora e adesso vorrei invitare come sempre qui al CCL di ISPA, guidiamo sempre con l'inno europeo, quindi vorrei di nuovo invitare il coro Europa e Cantores a fare l'inno europeo, a iniziare l'inno europeo per concludere la cerimonia dell'alzo bandiera. Grazie. Grazie ancora al coro, sempre bellissimo. Bene, adesso andiamo towards the end. So the very first, I would like to invite here for the speech the concert director here in Milan from Austria. So Mr. Wolfgang Spalinger. So you can eat in the room. So it's 5 minutes.
Egregio signor viceprefetto, stimate signora sindaca di ISPRA, uvažajmi gospođa direttora Vičeva, gentili ospiti di onore, dear ladies and gentlemen. A couple of months ago, I received a call at the consulate and on the phone were the organizers of the Austrian Cultural Semester Committee of the Joint EU Joint Research Council here in ISPRA. I have never heard of the Austrian Cultural Semester Committee. I have barely heard of the center here in ISPRA, only that everything was top secret out there. And I was wondered, what do they want to do here? What is all about? Then the calls became more frequent, and I got more and more aware these guys are serious. And they want to do something, and at the end, I see here they have a lot of activities, they have their own websites, content and planned outings, various activities of all kinds. I wish we had a presidency program of that vastness and density at our Consulate General in Milan. I can really say they have spent no effort, spared no effort, and I mean, it's just amazing. One could come to the conclusion that they have plenty of time out there doing all these wonderful things, and maybe they have just little to work, but only a glimpse of that vast chain of activities. All these areas here proved otherwise. So what it is, simply, that on top of everything they do, and the topics are of utmost importance, energy and sustainability, health and consumer protection, and protection and security of the citizen, on top of all these activities, those people have extra hours doing as volunteers their presidency activities. And somebody told me that already at 7 a.m., when others are still sleeping, some of them were like Easter bunnies already on the premises and giving away last-minute gifts and invitations for this ceremony and for the beginning of the Austrian presidency. So I can only be full of admiration of their work. Ladies and gentlemen, long-lasting peace, along with freedom and growing prosperity in all EU member states, are major achievements of the European integration and must be preserved. Today, however, Europe faces new challenges which no country will be able to address on its own. Globalization leads to intensified economic competition, and the consequences of armed conflicts in neighboring regions and global migration flows are becoming increasingly difficult to cope with. Climate protection is an increasingly pressing issue, and the threats of terrorism and radicalization are still there. These issues need to be addressed rapidly. If Europe wants to safeguard its achievements, values, and the European way of life. In the pursuit of these endeavors, the Austrian presidency will encounter a very demanding institutional environment. The EU is dealing with two huge topics during the Austrian presidency, which will be decisive for the future. On the one hand, the conclusion of the negotiations on the withdrawal of the United Kingdom from the European Union, the so-called Brexit, and on the other hand, the negotiations on the multi-annual financial framework post-2020 passed based on the recent proposals by the European Commission. Further, the Austrian presidency takes place shortly before the European Parliament elections in May 2019. In recent years, the EU had to deal with several crises and that have shaken citizens' confidence in the European Union, claiming to guarantee peace and security. Austria has therefore chosen a crucial motto for its presidency, a Europe that protects. The consequences of Europe's largest migration crisis since the Second World War and the concerns of citizens about uncontrolled migratory flows have shown the importance of a joint approach in the fight against illegal migration. At the center of these efforts is the reform of the common European asylum system, as well as the strengthening of European border and coast guard agency Frontex to guarantee the effective protection of the EU's external borders. We need to work more closely with third countries in order to ensure effective return and to provide assistance of those in need of protection before they enter the EU. The heads of state and government will deal with these issues at their informal summit to be held in Salzburg on 20 September 2018. As organized crime is operating on an increasingly global scale, the Austrian presidency aims at increasing effective cooperation of law enforcement agencies of member states, as well as the interoperability of their databases. Furthermore, joint efforts are needed at European level to counter terrorist threats and radicalization and recruitment by terrorist groups. Ladies and gentlemen, the EU maintains its position as the world's largest trading power and the biggest internal market, although Europe's share of the global GDP is in decline. To maintain prosperity and competitiveness, it is essential that the EU avoids overregulations and makes progress in the fields of innovation and digitalization. An increasing share of growth in the EU stems from digital economy. With intelligent policies on digital transformation, it will be possible to safeguard the competitiveness and sustainability of the European economy in the future. Completing the digital single market, modernizing public administration on a broad scale, and renewing industrial policy will improve framework conditions for digital businesses. While furthering the digital economy remains central, a modern and balanced regulatory framework is also required. Member states' budgets need to be protective from aggressive tax competition and tax avoidance, and fair condition of competition must be guaranteed for all companies. The Austrian presidency aims at continuing the EU's work on taxation of the digital economy in order to ensure that profits are taxed in the country in which they are generated. Ladies and gentlemen, a European Union that offers its citizens stability, peace, and security is only possible in a stable and secure neighborhood. To this end, Austria, during its presidency, will focus on promoting strong relationships between the EU and its neighbors. In this context, the countries of the Western Balkans play a pivotal role. In terms of economic and security policy, this region is already closely connected to Europe and proves to be a reliable partner in the migration crisis. Furthermore, we are, as Austrians, we are particularly aware of that, also linked by a common historical and cultural heritage. It is in the very interest of Europe's economy and security that the future of Southeastern Europe lies within the European Union. Building on the solid work of the Bulgarian presidency and the European Commission's enlargement strategy presented in February 2018, the Austrian presidency will, along with European partners, develop a concrete EU perspective for all Western Balkan states, strictly based on criteria relating to their individual performance, and work on achieving measurable progress. A Europe that protects. There is a convergence between what are the aims and the main strategies of the Austrian presidency and of the activities of this center. A convergence that could not be expressed better than by the priorities, what are worked here and what are worked by the Austrian presidency. This being said, we wish all the best of you, the members, the workers here at the center in your daily activities for the security of the EU citizens. We wish all the best for the organizing team for a successful delivery of the program they have so diligently sought out. And we wish to all of you having the time to benefit from the activities offered and to discover a little bit of the beauty and charm of Austria in whatever shape it will appear. Thank you very, very much.
Vielen Dank. Also for giving us the key, remembering us the key priorities during the Austrian semester. But Mr. General Counsel, I want to confirm that the work that is done by our colleagues in the organizing committee is based on a voluntary basis. Right? So it's done during their extra work, so clearly on top of their official work. This is something which you can be sure that is perfectly well done. So now before we go for the end and the last performance of our guest, Gewürztraminer, I think we need to go through the territory. So I invite the three sindaci or the three comuni nearby Ispra to start, I think, from Ispra with Mrs. De Santi, and then we continue to Varese and Cagliari.
Buongiorno a tutti. La Presidenza del Consiglio dell'Unione Europea dal 1 luglio, da ieri, è passata all'Austria, a cui non possiamo che rivolgere i nostri migliori auguri di buon lavoro, e a cui però sarebbe inutile nascondere che il momento che stiamo vivendo non sia semplice. Altrettanto inutile sarebbe tacere la preoccupazione che agita molti di noi, cittadini europei, circa la rotta che l'Europa sta prendendo in questi ultimi tempi. Del resto, noi tutti sappiamo che il Consiglio dell'Unione assume decisioni in base alla volontà espressa da tutti gli Stati che all'interno dello stesso siedono. Quindi, se oggi l'Europa punta in una determinata direzione, non è certo frutto di una politica avulsa dal comune sentire europeo. Anzi, è vero proprio il contrario. La direzione prescelta è quella che i cittadini europei hanno individuato e adottato con metodo democratico, eleggendo i propri rappresentanti. Le priorità della presidenza austriaca sono ispirate al motto «Un'Europa che protegge». Il programma della presidenza pone l'accento sulle questioni relative ad asilo, migrazione, protezione delle frontiere esterne, lotta alla radicalizzazione, al terrorismo, alla criminalità organizzata, sicurezza digitale e protezione dei valori europei. Allora, proprio su quest'ultimo punto vorrei riflettere insieme a tutti voi, la protezione dei valori europei. Come tutti sappiamo, l'Europa è nata nel momento più buio del continente europeo, nel pieno della Seconda Guerra Mondiale, ed è nata proprio quale risposta al desiderio che in quel momento agitava di più le coscienze dei cittadini, la voglia di pace e tranquillità, che potesse così restituire benessere e crescita. Rivoluzionario era il mezzo scelto da quei pensatori, un'Europa che superasse i nazionalismi per restituire un futuro ai cittadini del continente. Ebbene, quei valori che hanno fondato l'Europa allora e che devono essere tanti protetti adesso, adesso più che mai, non si trasformino però in alibi per questa Europa. Oggi che quella sicurezza, questa pace, questo benessere non diventino il mezzo per dimenticare altri valori che hanno fondato questa Europa. Solidarietà, uguaglianza, pari dignità. Se così fosse, vorrebbe dire che il benessere degli europei ci ha fatto dimenticare la propria storia e il vero obiettivo di questa Europa. Perché non dobbiamo dimenticare che un popolo senza memoria è un popolo senza futuro. E ricordiamoci dunque, oggi, dopo oltre 50 anni, ci indigniamo ancora davanti alle foto dei campi di sterminio. Non vorrei, forse, tra 50 anni, che alcuni di noi si indignassero davanti alle immagini dei nuovi migranti. E dunque, buon lavoro Austria, buon lavoro e tanti tanti auguri. Grazie a tutti.
Grazie signor Sindaco, allora da un sindaco di Nitrofo ad un altro, quindi invito il sindaco ad addrizzare signor Bustelli di prendere la parola. Grazie.
Buongiorno a tutti, per me questa è una prima volta, è una prima volta molto gradita. Ringrazio l'ingegnere De Santis di avermi concesso la parola proprio in un punto che risiede come strategialità però sul comune di Catrezzate, quindi ne sono ancora più orgoglioso di che i miei diciamo predecessori, ma anche lo Stato italiano, ha voluto mettere a disposizione di una realtà così importante, non solo a livello italiano, ma a livello europeo e mondiale, quale è CCR. Io dico solo due parole. Ricordo ovviamente che risiede qui un importante sito che dovrà comunque continuare negli anni e nei secoli, si spera, a poter operare per il bene ovviamente non solo dell'Europa ma prima. Io ho un trascorso al CCR, all'unità contratti lontano 1998-99, quindi ho preferito comunque parlare in italiano perché le mie reminiscenze inglesi oramai sono ataviche e non vorrei inciampare in qualche difetto, non solo di pronuncia ma anche di esposizione letterale. Ma quello che voglio ovviamente ricordare a tutti noi, in primis al sottoscritto, che dobbiamo sempre essere operatori di pace, operatori di unione, operatori di coesione, non solo tra singole collettività locali, ma soprattutto a livello nazionale e internazionale. Dobbiamo abbracciare con un sentimento ovviamente di unione, di coesione e soprattutto di pace, quello che è l'amore che il buon Dio ha voluto donarci. E quindi dobbiamo essere portatori di questo sentimento di unione, questo sentimento di amore che deve continuare ad accompagnarci ora e per sempre. Viva l'Europa e scusate, viva l'Austria, ma viva anche l'Italia. Grazie.
Adesso per concludere le ultime parole del vice sindaco di Varese, Daniele Zanzi, please.
It seems to become a tradition for me to be here to share this starting of the new semester. Now is the fourth time that I am here and I am bringing our wishes, our best greetings from the Council of Varese to this community. The hardest are the times, the more important to be together. And we don't know that these are very tough times. So it's important to share community. This year is 100 years that a terrible war ended. The brother of my grandfather died in June 1918 in the mountains near Austria. And the sense of to be here and to be a community in peace to work for the progress of our nation. So I am very proud, is one of the reasons that I am very proud to be here to give a meaning to these days. And I hope that the next 6 months will represent something more important for the European community with solidarity, peace, and work together. Thank you to be here. Thank you.
Grazie Daniele. We forgive you because you promised you would have talked in German, but okay. We can accept the English language, it's the international language. But next time, exercise yourself and come with the German for the conclusion of the Austrian semester. So now, the very last performance for the time being of our guest, Gewürzamina, after having dedicated the first performance to the Daniel, the second to him, now to the Balkans. Please, Balkans, Balkans. Bene, adesso possiamo considerare conclusa la cerimonia e quindi, dopo aver di nuovo ringraziato tutte le autorità presenti, dal questore al prefetto, al comandante carabinieri, al comandante al direttore del tribunale, alla nostra direttrice generale di Ciarlina, soprattutto al General Consul al Senato di Milano, invito tutti quanti voi che desiderate a approfittare del banchetto offerto dal semestre austriaco. Grazie a tutti e di nuovo arrivederci per 6 mesi.